Joining us now on the KSRO live line is Aaron Sedman. He's the executive producer and director of Living Undocumented, which is now on Netflix. It is a documentary there. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Hi.
Pleasure having you on. First of all, can you just tell us a bit about what this this documentary is about and just kind of the intention behind it?
Sure. It's a six-part documentary series that documents the lives of eight different undocumented families as they face deportation and are struggling to stay in the United States. And really, the design of the series is to hear their stories from themselves in their own words, first person, so you can invest in the sort of personal human drama that's going on in their lives.
How hard was it for filmmakers like yourselves to follow these eight families around that are just kind of living these very real things? This isn't exactly Real Housewives of Atlanta or anything like that.
That's correct. Yeah, no, this is, it was incredibly difficult to identify them in the first place. These are people who are living on the edges of society. Some of them are not or were not yet on the radar of ICE, and we made a point of it to embed in their lives and authentically document what was going on every day. And sometimes it was an ICE check-in or it was a deportation order and it was something really dramatic and really serious, and sometimes it was just everyday life. It was, you know, getting your kid ready for school and dealing with some of those some of the things that we all deal with. And so we wanted to give viewers a really comprehensive picture of what these people are going through. I don't think we've really seen that before. You know, we've contentiously debated the immigration issue, but we haven't really heard from the immigrants themselves. And I think there's a lack of understanding about what they're really going through every day.
Is this spread throughout the entire country, and is it mainly Hispanic or Latin American families, or are there other ethnicities or nationalities that are considered for this?
That's a great question, because we could have so easily made a series that was sort of a border story where it was mostly Mexican immigrants or Latinos, but we specifically wanted to reflect the entire issue and all of its complexity and diversity. So we have an Israeli family, a Laotian family, we have a Mauritanian family from Africa, as well as Mexican and Honduras. So we really wanted to reflect all the various facets of the issue and all of the sort of geographical diversity that really is the immigration issue. And that's another thing that's a little bit misunderstood. It's not just a border issue. A lot of people fly here on a visa, mm-hmm. and they overstay that visa, and 20 years later they find themselves in a really precarious situation.
Were there some, well, lack of a better term, heartbreaking moments in this where separations and deportations did happen?
Yeah, there are deportations, there are separations, and it's harrowing and gut-wrenching and emotional, hopefully compelling and informative as well. But there are also some inspirational moments. There's a reunification, and there are people who are able to claim asylum. There's highs and lows. You really are on kind of a roller coaster, and that is just what happened in their lives when we were documenting them. But I think it's important to remember, through all of their struggles, they're so hopeful about America, and they believe in this country, and they believe in the American dream. And what was so inspiring was how much they really believed in that, and it sort of inspired us filmmakers. It sort of renewed our faith in the American dream by seeing what they were willing to go through to try to achieve it themselves.
Was that their main driving force for migrating to this this country, or was there something else maybe pulling them or pushing them out of their own?
Well, that speaks to the diversity of stories. So some were really just looking for a better life. They were very, very poor, and they wanted a new start. But some were fleeing political chaos and wanted political asylum. And some it was, there are a couple of different asylum cases, and there are people that were just fleeing violence in their countries, but it wasn't necessarily an asylum case, but they knew that they would have a better life for their children if they could raise them in America. It would be a safer, more stable environment. So really a variety of different reasons, but all of them attracted by the beacon of hope that is the United States and is the sort of promise of what this country has to offer.
What about cooperation from ICE or other immigration officials? Did you get any level of cooperation while making this film from them?
We reached out to them and tried really hard to include differing viewpoints, and I think we do reflect the nuances of the system in that regard in a balanced way. We do show, for example, that, hey, not all of the policies that are ensnaring these immigrants are ones from the current administration. Some of them go back to Bill Clinton's presidency. So we do definitely try to reflect a balanced perspective in that regard, and we wanted to go out of our way to be non-political in that sense. ICE was tricky. They demand a certain level of cooperation that might have endangered the immigrants that we were documenting, and so we didn't necessarily feel comfortable agreeing to all of their demands, but we did end up filming with them, and you can see that in some of the episodes.
Is there a sense of finality with any or all of these eight families on just where their stories are, or is this kind of an ongoing situation for them?
It's really an ongoing situation. We do sort of, every time we get to the end of a story, we sort of, which was really when we had to stop filming and stop editing, we give you, an update and we tell you where they are now, but they are all in the midst of the struggle, and it doesn't really end. It does in a way, sadly, for those that were deported while we were filming the series. And for anyone else that's still here, if they're DACA, well, their status is still undecided. And if they're claiming asylum and waiting to hear, well, their status is undecided and so forth.
A lot of publicity just regarding this Living Undocumented documentary that's now on Netflix, just due to one of the producers, Selena Gomez. It was very involved in this project. Could you just tell us a bit about her involvement? Was it kind of more get the ball rolling, or did she have more of a hands-on approach with this?
Well, she was on board in the very beginning. So before we had set the project up at Netflix, we had gotten some footage over to her and started talking to her and her camp about her lending her name to this. And she was quite moved emotionally. We met. She shared her own personal story, and she... It was really important to her to be involved in this. She felt like she wanted to say something about this issue, and it seemed like she could do that through this series. And so she was supportive and really a wonderful partner the entire time, and remained pretty closely involved all the way through the process, including the launch now and all of the publicity efforts that she's making to get the word out about the show.
Last question for you is there going to be a follow-up to these eight families, or is there going to be a follow-up to this series in general, maybe a profile of additional families further down the line?
Well, people are asking for that, and so I think that remains an open question, and certainly something that we've been talking to Netflix about, because people have gotten really invested in these people's stories, and they are ongoing, and their situations are indefinite and undecided, to your point. And so I think that there's a hunger to see where that plays out. And as we know, the immigration issue remains unresolved, and that is something that, there's a million more stories out there like these just waiting to be told.
Unlike a film, it does not end when the credits roll. Aaron, thank you very much for your time here this morning. Hope you have a good week.
Thank you so much.
That is Aaron Sedman. He is the executive producer and director of the Netflix documentary Living Undocumented.